Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today and the start of a new month, first weekend of that new month. We have a good show for you this week. I hope you enjoy it. William Lee Golden from the Oak Ridge Boys was here a couple of weeks ago, but we invited him back to talk about a project that he's doing with his sons called William Lee Golden and the Goldens, and he'll be here to chat about it. Then Charlene Tilton will be joining us. Remember her from Dallas? Later on, NFL pro football player Ovi Muhaley will be on the program. From public broadcasting, TJ Lubinsky will be talking about a new project. He has such great shows about rock and roll music. And actor and producer John Polano will be here talking about a new movie called Small Engine Repair. John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard and Adeska Alexis. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy Today. I'll be right back.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's VITRAZZA.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people to come and dine with his manna. He doth feed and supply their every need. Sweet supper with Jesus all the time.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy Today. Actually, what you're listening to is a group that I think is absolutely sensational. It's called William Lee Golden and the Goldens. You're right, from the Oak Ridge Boy, my dear friend William Lee Golden. Hello, William. How are you? Nice to hear your voice again.
Ron, it's so good to be on your show with you today, man. It's been a while.
Well, you know, we were talking a few months back, and you mentioned the fact that during this pandemic, and you couldn't tour with the Oaks, that you decided to have a little family business, something that you have never done throughout the years, and that is getting together with your sons and having an official project. So I said, well, we got to get you back on air to talk about it. And lo and behold, that song just came out the day before yesterday. This is three CDs of vintage country classics, another CD of pop and country rock, and then gospel music. And William Lee, I've listened to it. Man, I tell you, you have knocked it out of the park. You and your sons are on the roll with this thing.
You know, this song, Come and Dine, was released this past Friday, I guess it was. And we've got a new video for it. And this coming weekend, we release our second video off the second album, which is more of a classic country album. And we went back to old songs, songs of my childhood. The song that's coming out this week will be an old classic country song called Four Walls.
Oh, yeah.
And then next week, we're releasing a single from and a video from the third album. That will be Jambalaya, the old Hank Williams song.
Right.
We're doing a single and a video from each album a week apart here. And then in about 2 months, we'll do the same thing again with the second singles and second videos from each album. We're prepared to go 4 or 5 times doing that because we videoed the entire 32 songs that we recorded in the recording session, how we recorded it, everything that went down in the studio, we recorded that, but videoed that. And since then, we've been doing music videos here, waiting for them to get finished fixing it, mastering it at all. We've got at least 15 music videos that are already finished and waiting to be released to proper times from 5 different videos from each 3 albums that we have. So that's what will be coming. And the Coming Down was the first one that was released last Friday.
I saw the video of that where all the boys came in the front door. It reminded me kind of a holiday, like a Thanksgiving
right.
or Christmas setting. It was done beautifully, William. And you mentioned those songs, and I won't go into all of them because there are 9, 10, 12 on each one. But the vintage country classics include, as you said, Jambalaya, Welcome to My World, Green, Green Grass of Home, You Are My Sunshine. The pop and country rock is Me and Bobby McGee, The Long and Winding Road, Elvira, Come and Dine, which we just played coming in, Why Me, Lord, I Saw the Light. And I have to tell you something, it is mixed and sounds well. You should be very proud of Rusty, Craig, Chris, and I understand your grandchild, Elizabeth, Rebecca, and Elijah, also were part of the family business this time around.
That's right. My grandkids, and they're incredible talents, too. Now, my sons are extremely talented, you know. Their mother's side of the family was real musical and great singers, and she had brothers that were incredible singers, too. And so my boys kind of have a double dose of music and singing backgrounds. And I was so happy to do this. It's something that I'd had a vision to do for a couple of years before I had an opportunity to, and it was when the pandemic hit. I had to get away from watching all the negative hate and violence come through TV. I had to personally get away from it, turn the TV off, and get out from where that was at, you know. And I got outside under a tree here and pondering what the pandemic was doing to us and everybody else. And all these old songs just kept flooding my mind over and over, and I could not get them out of my mind. One day would be one, and I'd just be singing them over and over in my mind. And I could hear all these parts that my boys could do and play. So I called Rusty, my oldest son, and I said, Rusty, I know it's a pandemic, but come over. I want to play some songs. I want you to play the piano and let me sing some of these old songs and find out what keys I'm singing them in. And then I got Chris to come over 2 or 3 days after we had been getting all that, and we all started playing and singing. And then we decided to go in the studio and record some of this. Well, we just started recording, and to get ourselves away from all the negative hate and violence coming out of television, we just had to find some peace and quiet and healing through music of what was going on. And so we wound up recording 32 songs, videoing 32 songs as we're recording them, and since then been doing the music videos. So that helped us go through a healing mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, revisiting these old songs that had been the tapestry of our life from childhood. And so that's what we did. We went to where it started and it all came from me. I took my sons back to my childhood, played these old songs that I used to play when I was 7 years old, playing rhythm guitar, and my sister, a little older, playing mandolin. We'd play and sing these old songs in church, play them on Granddaddy's radio show, and then sing them in assemblies, high school gatherings, churches all over our part of the country down there. So that's what we did, is I went back to songs, Touch My Life, Through My Life. So that's what we did. All these songs I had not sang before, you know, but a lot of them I had. But the ones that I hadn't sang are songs that had touched me in ways that I wanted to sing it.
Yes, it could be said that out of all the trauma and turmoil that this pandemic has come to pass with, one really true good thing came of it, and that is this effort that you and your sons have put together. Because you're right. Now, when I look at these songs, I think of, you know, Take Me Home Country Road, Send Me the Pillow That You Dream On. Gosh, I love that song. For the Good Times. Then you look at the country stuff, which is Bobby Sue, Hollywood Nights, Stand By Me, and the Gospel, Old Country Church, At Supper Time. Until Then, we were talking about the memories that these songs bring back. And with you and your dulcet tones and harmony, I mean, it's very unusual that these standards could be done better than the original. And in most cases, William, you've done that. You guys blew it out of the park.
Thank you so much, Ron. That's real kind of you to say that. But again, you know, we dug in deep in our own hearts and our minds. We put our feelings and emotions into these songs. You know, we're just thankful to be together and to be in there making music together. So, it was through a pandemic. We found mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual healing through singing these songs and harmonizing with them. It was just so exhilarating to be in that studio, and it was every day was a day of happiness and joy playing and singing these songs. And what the sounds were, each guy was slapping the other one on the back. It was just was so rewarding for us to be able to do that during a pandemic. We felt like that when we got it all done, it was so exhilarating, but we felt like made us feel this positive about life when the world is filled with so much negative and hate that it maybe can transcend to other people too.
William, we're going to pause for a second. Our guest is William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys, but now we're talking about a 3-set CD they has out right now called William Golden and the Golden Boys, which are his sons. Great 3-CD set, and William and I will be right back to talk about it more with Ron Sedgy today.
Saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people to come and dine with his manna. He doth feed and supplies our every need. He sweeps us up with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master's calling. Come and dine.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi today. Our guest has been nice enough to stay with us for another segment. From the Oak Ridge Boys, it's William Lee Golden. He was with us a few weeks back, but he's talking about a brand new venture that he has right now with three new CDs that include not only music by William Lee Golden, but his sons, the Goldens. William, did you ever regret not doing this sooner with your family? I know that during a period of time that you worked together professionally, but are you sorry you didn't go in the studio sooner and do this? Because it just really is good.
Yeah, you know, we had traveled together back when the Oak Ridge Boys voted me out back in 1987.
Right.
While I got my sons, we started playing music and singing here. They were young guys looking for a bright future for their own music, and they're not only great musicians, they're great singers, songwriters. But we had toured together, but they were recording with different musicians and producers, and I was recording separate than what they were doing. But we toured together, and I had always wanted to get together with them and us record together music and singing. So that's what we did. It was a vision that I had for 2 years before I started this. But it's when the pandemic hit, you know, I was on the road with the Oak Ridge Boys for 150 days. They were out doing solo careers, could never coordinate the off time together. So it was a perfect opportunity for me. I was desperate during a pandemic to bring them together every day. Let's sing some more. Let's sing out of one old song into another. We kept playing and singing. So again, I feel like that we have created something that's positive and living in a negative world around us. We had to shut the negative out and dig deep into us and find out what brought us here. And it was the soul songs and the music that inspired us to be here. So that's what we did. So that gave us an opportunity to be home, play and sing music together here at home, go right up the street to Ben Isaac's studio and re-sing them there with some other close friends, family friends, and musicians that we love to play and sing with. And we put it all together. And it was, some days was like a revival going on in a recording studio. So it's been one of the most uplifting experiences of my whole life, because last year during a pandemic, when I said, to heck with all this negative stuff coming out of television, I got to turn it off. I did five major projects. I wrote an autobiography book that was finished and is out in May, and I recorded an album with the Oak Ridge Boys with Dave Cobb producing at RCA Studios in Nashville.
Right.
But I had first gone in and recorded a gospel album with my sons before I recorded that with the Oak Ridge Boys. And when I come out of the studio with the Oaks, I went back in with my sons and we recorded 20 more songs. It was just that we couldn't stop. It was one song. And then I said, well, what old song was you inspired to do when you were growing up? And the rest Dusty sang the old John Denver song,
yeah.
Country Roads. Chris sang You Are My Sunshine. Then on the third album, Chris sang Southern Accent, an old Tom Petty song. Rusty sang a Bob Seger song called Hollywood Nights.
Right.
My grandson, Elijah, he sang the old R&B song, Stand By Me. And my granddaughters, they come in and sang some with us. So it's been a family gathering of making music, harmonizing, and doing something positive in a negative world around us.
Well, you know, William, and you've done something else, too. Actually, you've done two things. You've built a tremendous legacy in your family, and you have left for years and generations to come a remarkable piece of work that new generations of the Golden family will be able to enjoy many, many, many years from now. And boy, I tell you something, that's got to be a great, great feeling. It really does. I got to tell you, you are so gentle and nice to people, and, you know, this project reflects that. And I got to tell you, I'm just honored that you're a friend. I really am.
Well, thank you, Ron. I treasure your friendship.
And again now, these great CDs that are available right now as we speak, right?
Yeah, okay. they're available. Well, the CDs won't be out until the first part of the year. We've got, like I said, we got like 15 music videos, and we're going to be releasing singles from each project like every 2 months, a new single from each of the three albums, and a video to go with that single from each album.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded and videoed the entire recording session of 32 songs, and we now have over 15 music videos that we've created out here around our home. We're getting the family together and playing and singing these old songs just for the cameras. You can look for that this week. Like I say, we'll be releasing Four Walls here on Friday, and next week we'll be releasing Jambalaya. So we're releasing one a week for 3 weeks, then we let them play, and then we're coming with another round of videos and singles. We're going to do that three times before the album comes out. So three albums are being pushed till January, the end of January, to be released at this point.
Well, you know, the nice part about it is I have a reason to talk to you again now when the autobiography comes out. So that gives me another opportunity to have you on. But, of course, you're always welcome here. You don't have to have a reason other than just coming on and chatting like we always do. And William, hopefully we're going to see you pretty soon. I'm going to try to get out to some of the locations you guys are going to be at with the Oak Ridge Boys. But then again, you got to check out this brand-new project by William Lee Golden and the Goldens come together to release three new albums of great sensational songs from vintage country to pop and country to gospel. William, you're always welcome here, my friend. Stay safe, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Ron Segui, I'd love to come back on your show again. We can talk about the music as it progresses. We can talk about my autobiography book and all the things that's in there. There's over 200 photographs in it. It's like a 250-page book. But and there's pictures of the Oak Ridge Boys from the moment I joined in 1965 through the years. There's some classic photographs, a lot no one has ever seen. Talk about all of that. The music, it's everywhere and will be, but the singles are available. The first one is out. Second one comes out this week. The third one next week. So stay tuned to Ron Segui's show, and we'll share it all with you.
Okay, William, you're great. You're terrific. And we'll be seeing you soon, my friend, okay? And tell the other guys I said hello.
I will, Ron. Okay. Thank you for letting me be on the show today.
Anytime, you know that. William Lee Golden has been our guest from the Oak Ridge Boys and also from the Golden Boys, because the Golden Boys are his sons and grandchildren with their new venture. And there's more to come with Ron Segui today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris's office is reportedly making amends after she failed to push back against a college student who accused Israel of ethnic genocide during a question and answer session earlier this week.
Your perspective, your experience, your truth should not be suppressed, and it must be heard. The point that you are making about policies that relate to Middle East policy, foreign policy, we still have healthy debate in our country about what is the right path. And nobody's voice should be suppressed on that.
Harris's senior staff reached out to Democratic Majority for Israel in order to shore up relations with the pro-Israel organization, according to Politico. More U.S. air carriers, American Airlines, Alaska Airlines, and JetBlue have announced they will be requiring employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. I think we've chalked up 30 years of doing this, and I believe, if I'm not incorrect, that this is the first time our next guest has been with us. She's a tremendous artist. She is a singer. Joining us right now is Charlene Tilton. Hi, Charlene. How are you? Welcome to the show.
You are so kind. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I think this is the first time you've been on the show with us. Of course, going back 30 years is a long time, but I think this is the first time, and I am happy that you're finally here.
Me too. Thank you ever so much.
Let's talk about what's happening. The 5th annual Love from Music City Gala, an annual event that's been happening for the 5th year, obviously, that's going to be taking place at the estate at Cherokee Dock, which is formerly the home of Reba McEntire. Tell us a little bit first about what the Love from Music City Gala is all about and who would benefit, Charlene.
Okay, well, Love from Music City Gala, this gala every year, all the proceeds go to the foster care system, the children's foster care system for Middle Tennessee. I got involved with them because I was a foster child from the age of 5 to 8. For 3 years, I went from different foster home to foster home. And then after I was 15 years old, my mother had mental illness problems, so she was institutionalized. Those 3 years I was in foster care. I did not get back into the system. It's very important, these kids that age out of the foster care system, kids from 15 to 18, they need a lot of help. And what this gala does and the online auction and the live auction, all the proceeds go to benefit these kids. And what we do is we give them wonderful, wonderful clothes and things and just everything that they would need, their own backpacks. Because when I was a kid, I literally just kind of went with whatever was in my back and a toothbrush, maybe a little baggie with some stuff in it. No toys, no nothing. So benefit the foster care system in Middle Tennessee, which is so important. And it's actually overrun right now.
Charlene, how much did that scar your life? Because obviously, in the end, you've made a success of your life. You're very well known. You're very successful in many entertainment ventures. But when you're that age and you're shifted from home to home and so many problems at such a young age, which are the development years, and the development years are stressful the way it is if everything was copacetic and going well. How does that affect you?
A child feels like they're not wanted, they don't belong, you know, all those things. And I was very fortunate enough, though, I've just always had the sense of God's hand and provision on my life. I just have. I've been very fortunate to have goals that I wanted to be an actress, that I could do that, and I was started working from the age I was, from like 15 years old, I got an agent. I went and did different guest star parts, and then when I was 17, I got cast as Lucy Ewing, of course, on the television phenomenon Dallas. I was very fortunate and blessed. But a lot of these children in the foster care don't have that, and it takes a village. It does. We're here to help. Love for Music City is a great organization. The event is, as you said, the estate at Cherokee Dock in Lebanon, Tennessee, the former home of Reba McEntire. Bill Anderson is presenting the Icon Award to Miss Crystal Gale. We have a great lineup. Now then, there will be a silent auction that will be online worldwide. And on that auction, we have a signed Tim Tebow helmet, a signed guitar by Miranda Lambert.
Wow.
One night stay at the Cherokee Dock, Reba McEntire, former state. Oh, I kind of want that. Like, bring my toothbrush. Listen, I'm used to going from house to house. I can do it.
That's funny. Well, past entertainers that have received this award, like Crystal, is going to receive, and believe me, Crystal deserves it. Previous people who received it is T.G. Shepherd, Rhonda Vincent, Kelly Lang, Jeannie Seeley, Jimmy Fortune, and you're going to be part of the lineup of entertainment also. You know, I got to go back for just a second. I didn't realize you were only 17 years old when you were on Dallas. I mean, that is unbelievable. 17 years old and the number one show in the world.
Yes, I was very fortunate. You know what's kind of funny? That through this whole pandemic and shutdown, Amazon Prime has started showing Dallas again from the beginning. I was on the show for 11 years. I'm telling you, people that never saw it when, you know, really young people discovered it during the shutdown, and I've been getting a ton of mail from all over the world from young people or people that are revisiting it again. So it's kind of gotten a whole new resurgence, and I said, you know what, maybe I'll put it on again. So I was watching my little grandsons, and my daughter came home, and I had put them to bed, and she walks in, and I'm watching Dallas on her TV, and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm watching Dallas. I mean, it looked like something out of I should have had a martini and a cigarette in one hand.
Right.
I'm watching myself when I was young.
Don't feel bad about that. I listen to my old shows all the time, okay? My family says, being a narcissist. I says, no, I'm bringing back just an easier time.
Oh, you're right. But you know what? First of all, I never saw all the episodes when we were doing it because we were so busy doing it. I never saw them, and I'm getting to watch it now, 40 years later, as, just watching it, discovering it, and I'm understanding, dang, this show was great. It still holds up. I mean, J.R. Ewing had a big cell phone that looked like a briefcase that he had in his car, and, he had big hair and shoulder pads, But the show holds up. It's really great.
You're right. The cell phones and the model of the cars are the only two things that have changed. Maybe some hairdos, too. But, I wonder if you knew how big the show was while you were doing it. And the reason I ask that question is that I posed that to a lot of singers when they were touring and just in the beginning. And the guys from the 50s and the women from the 50s and the 60s. And, there was no thing as Facebook and online. They just went from city to city, never knowing that their records were going to the top of the charts and they would become superstars. Did that happen with you on Dallas?
And Patrick Duffy, of course, he played Bobby Ewing, my uncle, and he pointed this out to me not that long ago. You would think that would have dawned on me beforehand, but a lot of shows become a hit in the United States and then roll out into different countries or across the world. We were not only a hit here, but we were also a hit all over the world at the same time. We were like in 187 countries, so we were huge all over the world simultaneously. The days we weren't working, we were doing magazine covers, interviews, trips, being flown all over the world to do shows and things. So it was such a busy time, and I was young and didn't really have a grasp what it was. I was just so swept up in the time and the work that I didn't realize. I have a much better perspective now, and especially watching the show now, for the first time in, 40-something years, it's interesting to watch it. And, I didn't have any idea at the time. I mean, I knew it was big, but I didn't really have the full perspective, no.
Well, it certainly changed the viewing habits of millions of people, not only here, but around the world, as you said. I used to enjoy watching the overdubs coming from Japan and Russia. You spoke very good Russian, a lot of different languages. Charlene, you're a great guest. I wish the heck that you'd come back and visit us. No, wait another 30 years to do that, for goodness sake.
No, you are so kind. Thank you, because Love for Music City, this gala, helping the foster care system of Middle Tennessee, is so important to me. They need your help. Go to lovefrommusiccity.org. Check out all the information. The silent auction items are available online worldwide. We're just going to have a wonderful evening benefiting a fantastic cause, and I know because I've worked with this organization for 5 years, I've gotten to know some of these children in the foster care system, and we give them nothing used. Everything we give to them is brand new, has a price tag on it. They are able to pick out their own clothes, their shoes, their jewelry, their toys, a whole store that they can pick out all their own things, and each area is age appropriate, and they can pick out whatever they want and go on shopping sprees. We do that a couple times a year. So, and we do all kinds of events. So this is a big one for me. Thank you for letting me promote this and let your wonderful listeners know about this.
Charlene, I appreciate it. And come back anytime to talk about anything that you got going on. And now I got to tell you a secret. I had a mad crush on you on Dallas, okay? So one of my dreams have come true, to have you on my show. So there you go.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
Please come back, okay?
All right.
Charlene Tilton has been our guest. Of course, many things she's known for, including Dallas. And the 5th Annual Love from Music City Gala. If you get involved, do so. It's a well worthwhile cause. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on, and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Around the world, it's Ron Seggi today. I'm always delighted when our next guest is here. He's quite a guy, and he's done a lot of things in the sporting and broadcasting industry. Former All-Pro NFL star, playing with the Baltimore Ravens and the Atlanta Falcons. Also a TV analyst, and knows his stuff when it comes to partying up. Joining us right now is our friend, Ovi Muhaly. Hi, Ovi. How are you? Welcome back to the show, my friend.
How you doing, Ron? What's up, buddy?
I'm doing good. I hope you're staying safe and being well.
I'm doing my best.
Can't ask for anything more. We always talk about tailgating and all your great ideas and parties that you have in the back of your mind and that you really participate in. I know you're very intense when it comes to that. But you know, with this pandemic, it kind of changes the texture of what we are normally used to doing. So how do we still have a fun time with tailgating and still have a little safety involved because of this pandemic and enjoy the food of the party and the friends?
First of all, I think, you know, do your research, but for those who want to have a fun time and tailgate and go out and party, get vaccinated. That's one option that you have in front of you. You know, those don't choose to do that, that's their decision. But, you know, for anyone who asks me, if you want to get thrown into that mob of people spitting and cheering and yelling and drinking at a party or at a game. That's it is the way to go. So that's one option. But I think really just make sure you have friends and family, people that you know and trust. If you're home gating around you, you know, obviously don't invite strangers to your party, and you can have a great time.
I think the best way to have a tailgate party is to invite you. That's what I really
think. I am the secret ingredient to a great tailgate. That is true. I can't be everywhere, Ron. So that's why I got to give you guys some tips for food, because I thought about cloning myself a long time ago. That I decided the world can't handle more than one Ovi. It's too much. Too much.
You need to be cloned, Ovi. There's the thing.
Yeah, that'd be too much. I think that my wife would get angry as well.
Yeah. Well, let's talk,
like to share.
Let's talk about your super ideas, okay? Let's start with the grilling ideas, okay? Because you always have a great hint and recommendation every time that we talk about that.
I do, and I got some good stuff for you today. If your grilling experience that much better, it's something called Angostura aromatic bitters. They're usually, you know, used for drinks. They make some world famous drinks, but they're actually my secret ingredient for adding flavor to all your tailgating treats. So whether it's barbecue marinade, some of your dips, or some of your burgers, or the meats that you're grilling. I mean, this stuff can enhance, boost, and bind flavor to your favorite foods. If you add it to mac and cheese, or even condiments like ketchup, it just changes the flavor to something that's magical. The flavors they have are amazing. Of course, the original, but the orange has this wonderful aroma. It's great for rice and desserts. And then they have this cocoa that's really out of sight for sauces and chilies.
Let's talk about the main course. You know, there's a lot of things that you can have. You have hamburgers, you got hot dogs, you got chicken, you got fish, you got ribs. I mean, what is your secret to the main course?
My secret to the main course is make sure that you have enough of it. I got people who like a little bit of everything. My daughter yesterday, we were out driving around. She's like, Daddy, I want meat. I said, okay, well, we'll get you some food at home. No, I want meat. Get me some meat, Daddy. So she is a big meat eater. And my other daughter, who loves meat, unfortunately can't do meat because her stomach can't process it as well. And so that's why one of my tips is something that is great for everyone. Gardein has some amazing foods. It's great for a team of vegans or anything in between. Gardein has a perfect plant-based solution for all of your favorite game day recipes. And they have a new Gardein Ultimate Plant-Based Chicken. These tenders, nuggets, and fillets look, cook, and most importantly, Ron, they taste like real chicken. It's perfect for dozens of recipes like chicken parmesan bites or sliders, and they even have stuff for chili lovers. They have two new plant-based varieties with or without beans, and they have stuff for my daughters on the grill. You want to do the ultimate black bean, chickpea, or falafel burger, you'll be in luck because they got something for you. So my daughter can't taste the difference. That makes me a happy father.
I have to agree with you because I've tried that, and it is amazingly just like the real thing. I mean, it tastes, the texture, everything is the same.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know how they do it, but it's magic.
I don't know either. Now, I know the one thing that we always talk about is chips. I could OD on chips. Don't make any difference what kind of chip. Don't make any difference what kind of dip. But you even make it sound better when you describe it. I know there's something about the way you talk about chips and dip that you could be a chip and dip person on TV. You know that?
I mean, I'm auditioning to be a professional full-time chip and dip person. I think that chips are one of God's favorite foods because it's so perfect. The salty and the texture and the crunch, and just you add dips to it, you can go all day. And, you know, I don't like to talk about trying to be in shape or stay healthy because you don't want to think about that when you're eating your food. You just enjoy the food. But I sometimes regret it afterwards because I eat until there's nothing more to eat. And then I get thirsty and I want to drink something. But when drinking something, it's not always about just what you're drinking. It's about what you're putting that drink in. And Ball aluminum cup is a game changer for tailgating if you want to put your drink in something. It's a sustainable way for fans across the country to enjoy their favorite cold beverage while cheering for their team on game day. It's made of infinitely, like forever, ever, infinitely recyclable aluminum. So whether you're enjoying an adult beverage, iced tea, soda, or lemonade, the cup, just like a can, can be used, recycled, and put back on a store shelf in 60 days. So, Ron, you know I'm all about the environment. You know I'm all about sustainability. The fact that ball aluminum cup is about the same thing is a win in my book.
Okay, but Ovi, what are we putting in those drinks? You always have great ideas for a little beverage, whether it be, you know, a little beverage or a little adult beverage.
I love putting a little bit of everything. I'm 41 now, Ron. I'm getting old. We've been talking. It's been like, you know, some years we've been talking. So wine, beer, you know, so some little bit of, you know, tequila even. Yeah, I feel like I've earned the right at this old age to have some adult beverages and really enjoy myself as my kids go out and play in the backyard.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What I do.
41. Boy, I tell you something. You're on the downside, man. 41. That's the way. Oh, man. I'd like
I have
to be.
Gray hair, too, man. It's
oh,
crazy.
Yeah. I got to tell you something, Ovi. I do not feel sorry for you being 41.
You should feel sorry for me.
No.
I got like six gray hairs.
No. Wait till you get to be my age. Okay? No, don't. Hey, what about music? You know, I'm a big music guy. What about music for this gig?
I think music has to go with the game. And again, you know, obviously it's personal, but me, I love just, you know, some hip hop where you can nod your head to and have a good time and make you feel like, you know, the food you're eating tastes a little better and the game you're watching, whether your team's winning or losing, you know, feels a little better if you have some good music. So I think, you know, music is all part of it. The food, the music, everyone.
Ovi, you're the man. There ain't no doubt about it. And I got to tell you, one of these days, my ambition is to have a tailgate party outside of a football stadium with you in charge. We could talk about the game, we could talk about the food, we could talk about the chips, and we can talk about that great career that you had with the Ravens and the Falcons. It's always nice when you hear, my friend. I really mean that.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate it, Ron, man. Well, I am really excited about the chance to talk to you and talk to your listeners about how to tailgate in the best way. For more tips, go to tipsontv.com.
Thanks, Ovi. Look forward to your return. Okay, stay well.
All right, talk soon, buddy.
Okay, Ovi Muhaly has been our guest, former All-Pro NFL star with the Baltimore Ravens and the Atlanta Falcons. And there's more to come live nationwide with Ron Seggi today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it, go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgwick today on this first weekend of a new month, but we have another hour to go. And I want to thank my guests this first hour from the Oak Ridge Boys, William Lee Golden, Charlene Tilton, actress of many, many shows, including Dallas when she was only 17 years old, and NFL pro football player Ovi Muhaley. Next hour, from Public Broadcasting, T.J. Lubinsky will be on the program. There's a new movie that just came out called Small Engine Repair, and John Polano will be here. He wrote it and acts in it. Then John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard, our longtime friend, and Nadeska Alexis will talk about first-time homebuyers. And that's next hour with Ron Sedgwick today.